Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. The answer is yes. Whatever the question is, the answer is yes.
We already did that work.
Yep. That work's been done.
The answer is we'll see.
For all of you out there, that's the way you answer. Did you get that done? Yes.
Yep.
You don't just hesitate.
Yes, no. And then people go, oh, okay. Right. I'll work under that assumption.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way to go. We need interns. We have. Is it just Sebastian here today? Sebastian and Ashley. So we could use some new interns. Spring semester is upon us. If you're just getting back to school, getting in the swing of things, looking for an internship, look our way. Send an email, cover letter, and resume to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. I think we need two more kids. We pay you.
And it's fun.
It is fun. You started as an intern.
I did start.
The A-team started as interns.
Exactly.
You know. Lots of board ops here started as interns. Lots of people who work around here. I started as an intern, not here, but I did start as an intern. Mm-hmm. Yuzi started as an intern. All right, so send an email, cover letter, resume, Bryn at RadioAlice.com. People will finally know how to spell your name, Brynny.
Yeah.
B-R-Y-N.
Usually they give two N's, which is, I'll take whatever.
Sure,
but
or Brian.
In this case, you need to actually have it.
You need
correct
it, or it won't get here.
Right.
Kobe Bryant's wife, Vanessa, has broken her silence. She made her first statement, shared a photo of the family on Instagram. Did you see this? It's so...
I didn't.
It's a beautiful family portrait from not long ago.
Four daughters, dude.
I know. She says, my girls and I want to thank the millions of people who've shown support and love during this horrific time. Thank you for all the prayers. We definitely need them. We're completely devastated by the sudden loss of my adoring husband, Kobe, the amazing father of our children, my beautiful, sweet Gianna, a loving, thoughtful, wonderful daughter, an amazing sister to Natalia. Natalia's the eldest.
I was just realizing as I looked at this picture that the oldest is down here, yeah, and that's not Gianna.
No, Gianna's up at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Natalia is 17.
Okay.
Gianna was 13. Bianca is 3. And the baby, who looks like she might be a Hulk baby, 7 months old.
Matching shirt with dad there, huh?
Yeah. And she just has that look on her face like, I did not sign off on this. I have other ideas.
Put me down.
Cute little baby.
My kid has learned very young.
Which one?
To the Hulk baby.
Mm-hmm.
To relax her arm so she can slide out from your grip.
Oh.
So she lets her shoulders go. Like, that's how you're holding them. They learn to lock in. And
right.
She's learned to...
No, I don't want to be in this.
Right, and slide, like, almost to her, you know, surprise.
Sure.
It
Boy,
works.
It's a long way
yeah,
to the ground.
Yeah, you're going to get yourself hurt doing that, but she does, yeah. So that's a...
Well, it makes you put her down. Like, whoa, I'm losing her!
Punk.
So that baby is Capri. She's 7 months old. That's her name. Capri, Bianca, Natalia, or Natalia, and Gianna.
That wouldn't be Natalia.
Natalia? Natalia? Wasn't that what I said, Natalia?
I don't know.
That's, yeah, I mean, I did know a little girl named Natalia, which is why I'm saying it that way, but it could be...
Natalia.
Natalia. I have no idea. There aren't enough words, she went on, to describe our pain right now. I take comfort knowing that Kobe and Gigi both knew that they were so deeply loved. We were so incredibly blessed to have them in our lives. Oh, my God. How do you say goodbye to your 13-year-old?
You don't.
I have a few other little...
The question is, how do you live on?
I know. Well, you do it for your other kids, I guess.
I guess,
you know?
But I don't know that that's always as easy as that.
Well, you don't... You know, I had a friend who lost a 2-year-old to a drowning accident, and he was 30. He's my age. So 20-something years have gone by since then. And I haven't talked to him recently, but he was ruined.
Yeah.
He was ruined by it. I remember him saying, I'm only 30 years old. How am I going to ever live my life after this?
Right.
And it's, I think of that often.
It's a credit to people who can see it for what it is and go, I'm still alive. I'm still here. There's still right. people that need me. I have to go on. But for a lot of us, I think we look at that and go, nah, I'm probably done yeah. for.
Well, you know, time.
Maybe.
But it never can completely erase it. I mean, that's a scar on your heart that acts up often. I don't know. I mean, it's, I guess, you know, she's got three other kids and a baby who doesn't even know what's going on.
Let's hope that she's able to do what you're talking about and doesn't go, I've heard a lot about this meth. What are these people up to?
Mm-hmm. Let's hope.
Maybe I can drown in some of that for a while.
Vanessa, Kobe's wife, just changed the profile image on her official Instagram account to a picture of Kobe and Gigi. And that was the first acknowledgement of this tragic loss that she put out there to the world before she posted that picture. In the picture, Kobe's embracing Gigi. She's got her arm on his shoulder. He's lovingly gazing down. It's from the 2016 NBA All-Star Game in Toronto, the last of his 18 All-Star appearances. And they go on to talk about the circumstances of the crash. Here's something you may not have known. Kobe granted over 200 Make-A-Wish requests for kids throughout his 20-year career, which is nice. Make-A-Wish actually has a video that sort of rounds up some of those. When Kobe retired, they put this out, so if you want to search for that, you can see it. But I'm sure it's a tearjerker, especially in light of what we know now. But 200 Make-A-Wishes, that's a lot of time given to kids that you can make a difference in their life. That's, you know, God, the Make-A-Wish thing is so just, whenever I hear Make-A-Wish, I think of some sick kid and it just bums me out.
Good that he was in a unique position to do that and did it.
Yes.
Because it would be just as easy to say, I got a family full of kids.
I'm
busy.
I got work to do. I got stuff going on. The NBA has not said whether or not they're seriously considering retiring the numbers 8 or 24 in honor of Kobe. But a lot of players with those numbers are considering giving them up, and some have made changes.
That's weird. You'd think you'd want to wear it in memoriam almost.
Yeah, I guess maybe they just feel like it's in honor of him, just, you know, like that's his number, not my number.
All right.
Spencer Dinwiddie of the Nets switched from number 8 to number 26. Actually, Quinn Cook from the Lakers had number 2, which Kobe's daughter Gianna wore, and he switched into 28 in honor of both of them. There's a guy from the Warriors, Alec Burks. He's going from 8 to 20. Celtic, by the name of Kemba Walker, wears number 8, but he's thinking about switching or keeping the number as a tribute to Kobe. So
he's
I guess, you know, he's on the fence.
He's a good player.
Terrence Ross of the Orlando Magic is going from number 8 to number 31. A guy who wore the number 8 because it was Kobe's number, Zaire Smith of the 76ers, he is switching to number 5.
There must be a thing going that they're going to retire those numbers league-wide. They must have that sort of writing on the wall. It seems weird that you wouldn't just keep it and be glad to wear it and proud to wear it and wear it in memoriam.
There's a guy from the Pacers who says, I'll keep wearing number 24, unless he's asked to change. He said he wore, his name is Elise Johnson of the Indiana Pacers. He said he wore 24 because Kobe was his role model growing up, but he wouldn't have any issue changing if he was asked to. RJ Barrett of the Knicks wants to dump his nickname. People call him Maple Mamba because he's from Canada.
Ah! Like, oh, that's cute.
He says, I don't want to get called that anymore. Somebody great like that, to lose him in that way, it's really sad. I've always said I loved his mentality. And I guess a couple people switched to a number 8. But then switched back to their old number just to honor him last week. So there's your Kobe roundup. Charlie Hunnam. That's Jax.
Oh, okay.
From, what's the name of that?
Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
And then he was in those Pacific Rim movies.
He's in this new movie, The Gentleman, right?
That must be what he's out there talking about. Because he was asked about his girlfriend, got himself in the doghouse a little bit. This is, you know, this is the price you pay for talking into a mic about your thoughts.
Okay.
You've paid this price on a number of occasions.
A million. There's not enough I couldn't. It would take all show mm-hmm. to describe the times I've told my true feelings about something and then was told I can't feel that way.
Yeah, yeah.
I certainly can't voice that.
Mm. If you're gonna feel it, you need to tamp that down, because that has hurt me. You have hurt me.
Go on. What did he do? Let me hear this.
So Charlie Hunnam has a girlfriend.
Glad it's him, not me.
Yes. Well, this time it's him, but mm-hmm. it's this is very close. It's a close comparison to some of the things that
interesting.
Know, have
Let's
happened
hear
on
it.
This show. He's got a girlfriend, and her name is Morgana McAnellis, and she's pissed.
Is she Greek?
I don't know.
What's that last name?
McAnellis. I'm gonna guess that
she's Greek.
I'm gonna guess that she's Scottish.
I wonder if she knows PETA.
She's not Greek. McAnellis.
Polyopolis?
I think like she's Greek.
No.
Go on. His Greek girlfriend said what?
All right. In a recent interview, he was asked what his views on marriage were.
I love you.
I love you too.
I'm just kidding around.
I know.
I mean, I really want to book Peter on the show, but.
Just do it. I don't care.
You don't care?
I don't care.
Okay, I'm doing it.
I don't think
Don't talk about
can...
it anymore. I'm doing it. Go
oh,
on.
No, what have I
it's
done?
It's too late. Go.
Because I love you too, you can do what you want to do. I'm telling you, he won't remember.
What's her
me.
Name?
It's not Pouliopoulos.
Okay.
Morgana McAnellis. Is she good looking? Did you pull up a picture of Morgana
yeah,
McAnellis?
Of course she is. She's
of course. With, well, she's with Jax.
She's
so.
With Jax.
Oh, all right.
Let me have a look.
Sure.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. She's a beautiful girl. You don't want to piss that off, though. She looks like she's got crazy eyes.
Wow.
In a recent interview, he was asked. What are your views on marriage? And he said, isn't he Australian?
I thought he was English.
Is he English?
Either one.
Oh, I'll go English. I'm sort of indifferent. She does not feel the same. She is very eager to get married. This is what he said about
That's
his girlfriend.
That's the exact situation a lot of guys are in, including me.
I'll do it. I'll do it because I feel it's important to her, but I don't have any sort of great romantic feelings toward it. Well, that hurt.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, don't ding-ding that. You don't say that out loud when your girlfriend's out there trying to trick you into marrying her. And
right.
You've agreed to it,
so
and now
she
you're
can
like,
turn
I don't
off
want...
The sex
he's basically
spigot.
Saying, I don't want to marry you, but I will because you're being such a pill about it.
That's not what he's saying. What he's saying is...
Well, that's
I'm not,
how it felt to her.
I'm not driven to this. I don't dream of this. It's not something I've ever put energy into, but I find myself with a partner who... has it high on her list of to-dos. I'm willing to join her there, mm-hmm. but if we could, I'd continue as is. We're fine. We don't need anything else.
So it didn't make Morgana's day when he said, yeah, that's for her, not for me. I could care less about that, but it seems to matter to her. Paraphrasing, of course.
Right.
Charlie is now singing a different tune.
Yeah,
they've clearly had some kind of conversation about this.
I'm familiar with those conversations. The brainwashing begins. Here's how we will. Let's get in step.
Here's how you feel about this. He says, I have to say, that really hurt my girlfriend's feelings. I really regretted saying that. Because I actually didn't mean it at all. It was just, frankly, some stupid stuff I said in the heat of the moment. Really? I didn't mean it, because I actually didn't mean that at all. It was just some stupid thing that flew out of my mouth.
The bummer, if I can, is that you see how women are sold this through the princess movies. Mm. If they're in the storylines.
Yes.
So you're clearly being shown this.
Gender roles are well established.
From four. Mm. And while I love Disney... Disney's one of the ones that are selling you these storylines. They've done better in modern days, showing you Brave and different characters.
I immediately thought of Brave.
Who refuse that.
The traditional gender roles. Even like Mulan, you know. She's,
right.
But unfortunately, she has to become a man in order to
So there's definitely some of this being fed to you from a young age. So how could you not be influenced by
right.
it?
Absolutely. You know. There's something to be said for being in a tight family unit that is legally bound together. When I go into the hospital, if we're not married, you're not my next of kin. If I die, who knows what, and I don't have some kind of trust in place, Who knows what happens to my children and my partner, my rent partner.
I can look.
Listen, you're married. It's all solved.
But I'm just trying to tell you the conversation could go differently. You don't have to look. I normally don't like to talk like this, but Google me. I'm Vinny. I'll get in. They'll let me through. It'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I know people.
Mm-hmm.
We're okay.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to go through the cost, and we did, of course, and it's all good. Yeah. I'm doing what he did, and you've tricked me into getting myself in trouble.
Have not tricked you.
Go.
I'm just telling you a story.
Silent for now.
You do your own troublemaking for yourself. You're really good at that. I just
McNellis
open the door and say,
Irish.
Would you like to step through? Oh, Irish.
She's Irish.
Well, the last name is Irish. She's actually from America, and she's a jewelry designer from L.A.
Oh.
So is there a difference between the, like, O's, like the O'Connells and the McConnells? Is someone with a Mick, is that a... They call Irish people that sometimes. I've heard that.
My last name had an O, and they dropped it when they landed in New York.
Ohassan. That's funny.
And
Clark is a big Scottish name, but I'm not Scottish.
You'd never believe that white people were prejudiced against. Certainly it doesn't compare to anything that happened to African Americans, but they dropped the O because they were...
No, the Irish were...
Very
low on the totem pole. Right. A lot of them came here in indentured servitude and, you know, poor people who just wanted to get under the Statue of Liberty skirts. Like, oh, God, we can maybe have a better life there.
Mm-hmm.
So is it Mixer from Ireland? Are they both?
I can't find an answer right now for you. Sorry.
Never mind. Never mind then. Hey, I'm out of time. I was about to tell you about Hailey Bieber's crooked pinkies. I know you're just dying to hear that. Maybe I'll get to it in the 7 o'clock hour.
Pinkies?
Yeah, she got some disease. Her fingers are all...
Oh, like Pat's Viking disease?
Like that, but not that apparently.
He showed me his hand at our Winterland show, and it was like this.
It's unbelievable.
Stringy tendons across his hand that were like tightening his fingers up.
And he's a guitar player. He's actually had, I think he's had now two procedures, and they stab him up and make him loosen him up. Incredibly painful.
And then it comes back. Oh.
I know. It's apparently pretty common. Wasn't it Vince Neil who sort of brought, didn't he have to get an operation?
He was pictured with his hand like that, but I don't know.
Yeah. But apparently it's pretty common, people from that part of, you know, whose ancestry dates back to those people. Nordics or Vikings or whatever. What's coming up in the news?
I'll do a mansion in the news.
I love mansions.
You're big into fetishism, so I'll do a fetish
story
for you as
well. Boy, this is like a whole break for me.
For you.
I can't wait.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.